Hello and welcome to the Personal Development School podcast. I'm your host, Thais Gibson, and I create regular podcast episodes to teach you about your relationships, attachment style, and the subconscious mind. My goal of this podcast is to give you tools and awareness you need to thrive in your relationships, feel deeply connected, and find harmony and fulfillment in your relationships and personal life. So I hope you tune in here with me each and every week. So I want to talk about some really crucial tools for how to improve your self-esteem as a fearful avoidant attachment style individual. So fearful avoidants tend to really oscillate in terms of their self-esteem in a similar way that they do in terms of how they feel about their relationships. They are really hot and cold. Now, if you're not already aware what a fearful avoidant attachment style is, it's one of four major attachment styles, aka love styles, that we have in relationships. And it's important to note that every single person has an attachment style. And the fearful avoidant tends to be the one in relationships that's the hot and cold partner. Now, when it comes to your self-esteem as a fearful avoidant, you probably find that some days you feel really great about yourself and other days you're feeling not so great about yourself. And you can really find yourself oscillating in extremes. Now, at its actual root, at the core, this tends to represent all or nothing thinking patterns that are often a byproduct of trauma, research tells us. And so the more we go through extreme experiences and situations in our upbringing, the more we tend to learn to perceive the world in extremes. And the more, as a result of that, we tend to see things as all or nothing, or in these sort of extreme situations, feeling really great about yourself or really horrible about yourself. So there are some really crucial things that as a fearful avoidant, you can do to improve your self-esteem and to actually feel like you have this sense of stability in terms of your self-confidence that will really positively impact you, not just in your romantic relationships and personal life, but also in your work life, in your relationship to money, in your relationship to pursue your goals and your dreams and the things that are really important and valuable to you as a person. Impact your self-esteem in regards to, you know, you being a feeling like you're a good enough parent, a good enough friend, family member, all of those different things, because really our self-esteem spills out into all of those different aspects of our lives. So one of the first things that's really important is to learn to manage your internal dialogue. Fearful avoidance, more than any other attachment style, tend to have the most core wounds. And what I mean by core wounds are really painful limiting beliefs about yourself that you've come to believe at the core actually is a byproduct of past experiences that were painful and that you couldn't properly emotionally process. And so instead your mind made meaning out of them. Some examples of core wounds for fearful avoidance are, I will be trapped. I will be helpless if I rely on other people. I am powerless. And again, you may not see that a fearful avoidant constantly feels this way, but they're constantly reacting to this core wound. If you are a fearful avoidant, think of how you react to things when you feel trapped, helpless, or powerless. It's probably not a very nice feeling, and you probably find yourself really strongly responding to that. And that is a signifier that you've got this deep core wound because of painful experiences in the past of feeling trapped, helpless, or powerless. Other really common core wounds, according to integrated attachment theory, are things like, I'm not good enough, I am unworthy, I'm a bad person, and feeling this really strong sense of guilt or shame if you make a mistake or do something wrong or accidentally hurt somebody's feelings. And I don't just mean like that healthy amount of guilt and recognition, but I mean like a huge magnification of how much guilt or shame you feel for the tiniest of errors in a relationship. Fearful avoidants also fear being abandoned, being alone, being excluded. And so you'll see a lot of these different core wounds. Now you can actually reprogram these core wounds. You weren't born with them. They got conditioned into you essentially through principles of neuroplasticity and conditioning and using specific tools that involve leveraging repetition plus emotion. You can actually recondition these things quite easily. So by learning to manage your internal dialogue, recondition your core wounds or reprogram your core wounds, and to learn to have a healthy amount of self-compassion when you make a mistake, those are three of the root things that you can do. There's a lot more, but those are three of the root things that you can do to really target the deepest level of your subconscious mind and sort of pluck out those wounds like they're weeds in a garden. I just wanted to pop in here and let you know we are doing a 7-day free trial to the All Access Membership Pass at PDS, which means you get access to literally everything inside of the school. That means you get access to the 4 live webinars I do every single week. You can come in, you can ask me questions with your camera on, we can chat. You can leave your camera off if you prefer or type your questions in the chat. There's lots of opportunity to get your questions answered. And on top of that, you get access to all of our different courses. We have over 55 different courses on relationships, communication, communication, boundaries, emotional mastery, guilt and shame, learning your needs, so many different facets that are really important to master our lives and feel really good about our lives going forward. And last but not least, there's also community elements in there. So there's a daily community event, whether it's practicing communication or doing a guided morning routine or a guided reprogramming exercise. We have trained facilitators and coaches who are in there doing that work, showing up to support you on your journey every single day. So I would love to see you on the other side. There's lots of exciting stuff in there. And we have had a 99.7% NPS score, which means we have literally that many people who report being really successful at PDS and wanting to recommend us to others. And it was all done anonymously. So I felt really honored that everybody shared that. So thank you to those of you who did. But yeah, please join me on the other side. Come check it out. See if it's a fit for you. I'd love to see you there. Now, another really important thing you can do as a fearful avoidant attachment style is learn what your needs are and learn to meet them in the relationship to yourself. Fearful avoidants often are very codependent before they do a lot of healing work. So they can be very preoccupied with meeting everybody else's needs, and then you get put in the back burner. And then how do you feel about yourself, right? Like, try to notice this. Imagine you're dating somebody in a romantic relationship and they always put you last. Well, it's going to make you feel not so great in terms of your self-esteem in relationship to that person because you're always last. And the relationship we have to ourselves impacts us more than any other relationship, even more than your romantic relationship. So recognizing the impact of, hey, I'm on the back burner all the time, I put myself last, that has a huge impact on your self-esteem. So the next big thing, so we've got the core wounds, the garden of your subconscious mind and your thought process, being self-compassionate. We've got, you know, this ability to learn your own needs, introspect about your needs and really meet them so that you're not constantly put on this back burner. And then a huge part of self-esteem is having healthy boundaries. Think about if you are dating somebody and they follow you around all the time. And every time you need to set a boundary or say no to something, they're like, hey, don't say no, just say yes. Like, who cares about what you're feeling? Like, your needs and feelings don't really matter. Just say yes to them. Like, make them happy. Don't embarrass me. Like, just make them happy. If somebody's doing that, they're going to make you feel like crap, just quite honestly. And if you have poor boundaries and you're really struggling with that, you're doing that to yourself all the time. And it has a direct effect on your self-esteem and how you feel about yourself. So learning to be fearless and just asserting yourself in healthy ways, having healthy boundaries, speaking up for yourself and your needs and your boundaries in an ongoing manner, this has a massive impact on your self-esteem. Now, there's other things we can talk about that the course really gets into a lot more deeply, like the comparison game, how to stop the comparison game and the relationship to yourself, and really how to be able to slow down and introspect and really build a self-loving relationship to yourself, because a lot of high self-esteem equals high self-compassion, high self-consideration, you know, a lot of these different dynamics. So these are really important things to keep in mind. This is a really important place to start as a fearful avoidant, regulating your internal dialogue, not being so mean to yourself if you make a mistake or something bad happens, reconditioning those core wounds, learning to have better boundaries, learning to meet your own needs, and learning to respect your feelings and emotions, right? They're giving you feedback. They're not there to punish you. Don't judge yourself or shame yourself for having emotions. Listen to them. Hey, why am I feeling bad? What is this trying to tell me? Have I been telling myself negative stories? Do I have unmet needs? Like, your emotions are there to guide you towards healing those things if something is out of alignment. So pay attention.